Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, with crisis intervention teams set to be piloted, the Psychiatric Nurses Association is calling for increased collaboration between mental health professionals and frontline workers responding to emergency situations. This follows the announcement that Limerick City will see a team rolled out next year to help those experiencing mental health difficulties. However, more needs to be done, according to Peter Hughes, the General Secretary of the Psychiatric Nurses Association, who joins me now. Peter, good evening, and thank you for joining me on Drive Time. Can you explain to me, first of all, what this crisis team is and what's being piloted here in Limerick?
Well, it's our understanding that it's a round-the-clock response. It's a collaboration between the Gardaí and mental health professionals to provide a rapid and integrated response to persons with mental issues. Whilst we welcome the initiative, however, we believe it falls short of what's required for community mental health services, from the recommendations of both Vision for Change 2006 and Sharing the Vision 2020, which are the government strategies for mental health. And they recommend comprehensive, mobile community mental health crisis intervention teams, which would operate 24/7. And so there would be a more comprehensive collaboration, not only with the Gardaí, with the ED departments, with GPs, and with other services in the community. So whilst we welcome it, we think that it doesn't go far enough. We have been advocating and calling for 24/7 crisis intervention teams for many years now. In fact, we sat on a joint union HSE management forum in 2016, which published a report in 2017 recommending that there would be 4 pilot schemes set up, 2 urban, 2 rural, for 24-hour mobile comprehensive crisis intervention teams for mental health services.
Peter, can you help me to understand, when we're talking about people with mental health difficulties, is this a situation, these crises you're talking about, is this a situation where the Gardaí would be called to deal with the situation? The person at the centre of it is experiencing mental health difficulties. The Gardaí get a call. Would medical professionals or psychiatric nurses like yourself be currently involved in that response?
Not in relation to what you're describing. My understanding is this team that has been piloted in Limerick would be for that purpose, but we believe that falls short. We believe that it needs to be more comprehensive. Obviously, there would be liaison with the Gardaí, etc., but we think it should be a wider remit for a team of mental health professionals providing a 24/7 service. And these would assess people with mental health issues in the community, whether they present at a Garda station, whether they present at the ED department, and they would assess whether that person needs to be hospitalised and what alternative treatments could be provided that don't require hospitalisation. That team would also follow the person up, provide time-limited intensive interventions, and work very closely with the families and work very closely with other service providers.
Do we know what the pilot planned for Limerick from maybe April of next year, I understand, would involve, or there would be a psychiatric nurse part of that team or more than one, Peter?
I suppose part of the problem from our perspective is we are the largest stakeholders in the provision of mental health services, and there has been no consultation with us in relation to this matter. We've only heard about it through the papers today, and what we have been engaging for a number of years, as I outlined, in relation to 24/7 comprehensive mental health services, which is commonplace throughout the developed countries around the world, like Australia, Canada, the UK. They have those services, 24 comprehensive services, for over 30 years at this stage. We do not have one mobile crisis intervention team in Ireland. And yes, we welcome this initiative, but we think it should be a team that provides community, mobile community, mental health services to those with a mental health difficulty.
And if this was to happen, and if this pilot in Limerick was to be a success, would we see this crisis intervention team in every Garda division in the country, and would you like to see it staffed appropriately then with extra psychiatric nurses? Is that right?
Yeah, well this appears to be, like, this is a pilot, and obviously the outcome of the pilot will determine whether it will be rolled out through other areas. However, we had an agreement of four pilot, comprehensive mental health crisis teams, which have never materialised, and that's 4 years ago. Now, it appears that this will go ahead, but I just think that it's too narrow of a remit. I think a mobile community mental health team, which would liaise with the Gardaí, but also liaise with GPs and other service providers, would be a far better pilot scheme.
These intervention teams would improve outcomes, it is hoped, for people who might be experiencing mental health difficulties, who might be vulnerable, who being in a Garda station or a jail cell is not the appropriate setting. You agree with that, Peter, but you're just concerned about what's planned.
Yes, I totally agree with that. And but what I believe it could be more widened okay. out and comprehensive.
Peter, we'll talk about it again, I hope. Thank you for talking to me this evening on Drive Time. Peter Hughes, General Secretary of the Psychiatric Nurses Association. We're heading to Tokyo shortly.